Christmas is the story of family, not just of Mary and Joseph, or Elizabeth and Zechariah, or even the families of shepherds and wise men. Rather, Christmas is the epic story of how God brought his broken family back together again. You could say that it's the ultimate family reunion. Before the beginning of time, God the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit lived in perfect harmony. God's love was so great that he created us in his image to fellowship with him, to be his sons and daughters, to be his family. God breathed his divine breath into Adam and Eve, then commanded them to multiply and fill the earth with their offspring. The Lord walked with his children in the cool of the garden he made for them, for us. But we rebelled against our Heavenly Father by rejecting his authority and were cast from Eden into a brutal and lethal world. Brother killed brother. Husband betrayed wife. Child rejected parent. Families lay in ruins. Was God grieved? Yes. Was God surprised? No. He knew that real love meant we had to have real choice, which he gave us. And in spite of our sinful choices, God chose to send his only Son into our world to deliver us from our sins, to make us his children once again. To do this, God chose an unlikely nomad named Abraham and his childless wife, Sarah, to be the parents of a great nation, Israel, through whom God's son would eventually be born. God was pleased with Abraham's faith and promised him that he would be the father of a family so large, a nation so expansive, that his offspring would outnumber the grains of sand in the desert and the stars in the sky. God reaffirmed his covenant promise with Abraham's son, Isaac, and with Isaac's son, Jacob. Jacob's son, Joseph, took their extended family to Egypt to escape a famine. 400 years later, Moses led more than 1 million Jews out of Egyptian captivity to a promised land where the Messiah would be born centuries later. And it's in the land of Judah, the southern region of Israel, in a simple village called Bethlehem, that a pregnant virgin and her husband-to-be find themselves the night that Jesus is born.
Find him. He was wonderful.
The Bible recalls that just a few months earlier, an angel had appeared to Zechariah, the husband of Mary's cousin Elizabeth, with an astounding message. Like Abraham's wife, Elizabeth had never been able to have children. And yet, the angel Gabriel told Zechariah that Elizabeth would bear a son, John the Baptist, who would announce God's Messiah had finally come. Later, that same angel visited Mary to tell her that, even though she was a virgin, Mary would conceive and give birth to a miracle child, God's own son, Jesus, who would deliver his people from their sins. Mary's twofold response was extraordinary. She submitted and she worshiped. God used Elizabeth, an old woman who had never borne a child, and Mary, a young woman who was still a virgin, to miraculously redeem the family of man.
Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. He is
Lord. We celebrate Christmas as the day Christ came to dwell among us. Not just as a great teacher or philosopher, not just as a miracle worker or healer, not just as a reformer or revolutionary, though he was surely all of these things and more. Rather, we celebrate Christmas as the day our loving Heavenly Father sent his only Son into the world to live the life we should have lived and to die the death we should have died, so that each of us, having repented of our sins and having received Jesus' sacrifice as our own, could become sons and daughters of God with all the rights and privileges of sonship. As the Apostle Paul writes, "The Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children." Romans 8:15-16. The Apostle John echoes this amazing truth when he writes, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are." 1 John 3:1. At Christmas, God gave us his Son, so that we might be reconciled with our Heavenly Father.
Sent not his Son.
Christmas is the story of family. You don't have to look far to find broken families, husbands and wives who are separated, children and parents who are estranged, brothers and sisters who are alienated from one another. God knows what it's like to be separated from someone he dearly loves. He knows what it's like to be betrayed and forsaken, to want the prodigal child to return home. While the Christmas story begins with our brokenness, it culminates with a gift greater than anyone could ever imagine. The creator of the universe, the God who sets the stars in place, the one who knows you and me by name, sent his Son into the world to seek and save the lost, to gather his prodigal children home, heal our wounds, and adopt us into an eternal family whose Father will never leave us or forsake us. In Christ, you are unconditionally loved. You are infinitely valued. You are family. All because Jesus has come. Hallelujah.
Emmanuel Messiah.